It's a crisp, clear December night in Arcata, and locals are lined up to commemorate the centennial of the nation's oldest surviving theater built for feature films, The Miner.
My mother's mother's sisters were here at the opening in 1914, and so as part of the family, I came to fill one of the seats 100 years later.
What's your name?
Jeff Ziegler.
Opening night in 1914 featured a silent film, and later that week, drama students from Humboldt State Normal School staged a comedy. Both nights were sellouts and raised money for German-occupied Belgium. Tonight, almost exactly 100 years later, there's no film, but the same play is being read by actors from Humboldt State. Tonight, the house is only about a third full. The proceeds are going to help abused women, and the word normal apparently no longer describes HSU.
I'd say it's a little musty.
Is there a flashlight?
Co-owner David Phillips is showing me around below the stage.
This hole, it was cut into the ceiling as a trapdoor for Harry Houdini.
For much of its history, the Miner served double duty, showing films and hosting live stage shows. And it's only been closed twice, first during World War II, and again for most of the 60s, before Phillips and five other HSU students leased it in 1971, and saved it from becoming a parking lot.
This is one of the original projectors. When we opened with San Francisco, and the lead character Clark Gable played was called Blackie. And then, of course, the second feature was Groucho Marx in Night at the Opera. And so we named one of the projectors Groucho, and we named the other one Blackie.
And there were other stars featured at the Miner, like Simplex the Cat, who throughout the 70s had a knack for showing up at showtimes and walking across the laps of moviegoers.
The most notorious time was she strutted across the stage when Some Like It Hot was playing, tail stuck up in the air and just sort of walked across, and that was her debut moment at the Miner Theater.
And her exit?
And her exit was she passed away in the theater. We dug a little grave for her underneath the stage right there and buried her, and that's where she is right now.
And dead and buried is exactly what many people think is the fate of independent cinemas like The Miner. On-demand and subscription movie companies are having banner years. The internet is constantly competing for our attention and dollars. Last year was the lowest movie attendance the industry has seen in 20 years. And I asked Dave Phillips if he thinks theaters like The Miner even have a chance.
Independent theaters are stronger now than they have been in years, and they're growing. The number of films that are being made now is extraordinary, and there's more risks being taken.
But the reality remains that many independent theaters are closing. Either they can't afford converting to expensive digital equipment, or they can't compete with nearby multiplex theaters.
There's a huge difference between mainstream theater owners and independent theater owners. There's an enthusiasm, energy, and love of film that goes with independent theater owners that is not replicated in the mainstream theater owners, the circuits. But they have the money, and they have the studio support behind them, and they outperform independent theaters.
In 2006, Phillips and his partner Michael Thomas leased The Miner to Ashland-based Coming Attractions Theaters, who have maintained a blend of mainstream and independent films. Gone are the midnight shows and the surfing matinees, but Phillips says what remains is something magical that hasn't changed much over the past 100 years.
If you watch Netflix on your cell phone or even your 40-inch TV, that's one thing. If you come to a theater like The Miner and share in a communal experience, it becomes an entirely different creature. You feed off of the responses of people that are adjacent to you in the theater. It becomes the symbiotic kind of experience that you can only get in a movie theater.
And Phillips thinks that experience may be what keeps The Miner open for another 100 years. From the corner of 10th and H in Arcata, I'm Michael Joyce, JPR News.